Larry Rezavi on his out-of-town checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our Musicians Come and Play program here. And the theme wrapping up means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're at 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 32 degrees our current temperature here in Albany. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And again, we have a temperature reading of 32 degrees, bright sunshine here in Central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. I'm going to go to the phone line right now, bring her in, and say good morning to Nancy Buckentine. Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Good morning, Cy. Doing real well. How are you?
Excellent. Doing wonderful. And Nancy, I know you're a busy girl. You were in church this morning, and you're going to be playing this afternoon. So we're going to make this happen here real quick here so you can keep it going.
Sure.
Where do you play in church?
I played this morning at Lester Prairie, at St. Peter's Lutheran in Lester Prairie. And we had Christmas program practice afterwards, so everything's going to work out. I got a little break in between here before I play in Glencoe for the dance this afternoon with Chris and the Rivermen Dutchman from Mankato.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Nancy, I've got somebody at the door right now, and so I'm going to go wait on them, and I'm going to let you, unassisted, take the program here. Tell us a little bit of your history growing up, where you born and raised, who mom and dad were, a little bit about your dad. We know he's no longer with us, but boy, he's got to be just proud as heck of you as you carry on this music tradition. So can you do that for just a minute or two, and I'll be right back with you.
I sure will, Cy. Thank you.
You bet.
Yes, I am Nancy Buckentine, was formerly Nancy Schmidt and Earl Schmidt. Earl and Marvel were my mom and dad. And many of the listeners, I'm sure, knew Dad. Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft started the band the year I was born. And so I literally have grown up with old-time music and absolutely love it. So I enjoy when I talk to people who I meet new people because I'm playing now as well. But they will oftentimes come and say, gee, we had your dad play for our wedding dance, or your dad played for our anniversary or whatever. And it just warms my heart and it makes me smile. I'm so glad that people got to enjoy Dad's music because he certainly did. And I, growing up, I guess I had a great time being the daughter of a musician and just, I don't know, like the music. All of the musicians were all good to me. They're all like, you know, dads, brothers, whatever. I'm still working with some of them now who used to work with Dad. And just completely enjoy the music and the feeling that I get just meeting people who want to have fun and enjoy the same music that I do. So I know, Cy, it was important he gave me a call today. It sadly is 14 years ago today that Dad passed away, the 11th of December. So I miss him dearly, think about him often, but am very grateful for the gifts that he gave me, particularly piano lessons and insisting that we practice. So that has also helped and makes doing what I do now a whole lot easier because of all the practice time.
That's awesome, Nancy. I'm back with you. I apologize.
Sure.
We have a butter and cheese giveaway here, and somebody didn't realize that I was on the air with a program, and they're standing there, and we didn't want to make them wait for a half hour. So thank you for doing that. And I'm sure the listeners thoroughly enjoyed hearing about your whole history. Did you touch on the fact that we worked together on the Lester Schuft recordings most recently?
I hadn't even gotten that far yet, no.
Okay,
but
well.
Did, you're correct.
Yes, and that was such a thrill and such an honor to for both of us to perform together with the whole group of musicians, I think 11 or 12 of us all together. I was on drums for some of the selections, you on keyboard, and we also did the one back in 2013. So, yeah, that's been a lot of fun.
Been good fun, and I say good musicians and good friends.
Yes.
It was fun to work with them.
Absolutely, absolutely. So so you're not growing any grass under your shoes, soles, or anything, huh? You're still busy?
No.
Still busy playing?
I haven't had time for that yet. I don't stop much.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't always get to talk to you, but I hear from a lot of the common fellow musicians that say, oh, Nancy was with us this weekend, or here or there, or whatever. So you're getting a chance to play. What do you think your dad would say today if he was here?
I think we'd have some very interesting conversations because Dad and I, we often talked about music, or we would listen to things, or we'd be listening to the radio, and then we would talk about what we were hearing or how we would change that, or, you know, maybe write it differently or something like that just for a different twist. So I know music was a lot of our conversation when we were together.
You bet. Wouldn't it be fun to have kind of a second run at life and slip in to play with the Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft orchestras like they were going there those last years?
Oh, I think it would be a riot, absolutely. And I think about it now, thinking, gee, why didn't Dad do that, you know, when I was of age,
yeah,
to enjoy.
Yeah,
just example, Molly B started playing with her dad's band, you know, when she was 9.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talked about that, and Dad said, I wanted you to have just, you were, a kid. You could take care of, kid things at the time, and I wanted you to experience, high school and not have to be running, and I was a sports player in high school, so he said, your Friday nights were basketball games and volleyball games and things like that. So he said, I wanted you to do those things too. And he was right, because the music could come, and it did.
And it did. Yeah, that is right.
Yeah.
That is true. But again, I had the opportunity on a couple of occasions to play on the same set with my dad. And as I look back, I treasure those so much. It was just such an honor to be on stage with my dad. And did you ever get that opportunity at all, Nancy?
I did once, Si. It's funny you ask. It was kind of a surprise, and I think I was 17, and I was not playing keyboard. It was Jerry Schuft had booked a job and forgotten they had a job in Waconia at the time. I think it was the Lakeside of the Paradise Ballroom. I can't remember what the name was at the time. But they realized that there was a conflict in time,
uh-huh,
from the job that Jerry had booked, for himself playing somewhere, and the job at Waconia. So the first 2 hours, I was the concertina player with Dad.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that had to have been exciting, huh? And it was the full band?
Well, exciting or nerve-wracking,
yeah.
One of the two, I'm not sure.
Was it the full band, Skinny Thomas and Jerry Cadillac?
Oh, the whole bunch, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And that had to have been just a real rush, a real thrill, huh?
Well, the good part was Dad was very helpful that way, because he said, we're going to play, the tunes that I knew, obviously, because,
yep,
what choice did we have?
Yeah.
But we had worked through that, and we had, kind of decided on how it was going to go, and so we were somewhat well rehearsed, at least for my comfort, because Dad, of course, didn't want to throw me under the bus.
Yeah.
So, as far as I know, it worked.
Wow, I never heard that story. That is awesome.
Yeah, handy.
Well, you had a good friend, Linda Schrader, that also played concertina, and she played with like Ivan Cale for a number of,
mm-hmm,
years. So
yes, she did.
So it wasn't strange or out of the ordinary for a girl to lead the band or play the concertina, the lead instrument. So I'm sure that was comforting to know that, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And Linda and I talked about that often, her days with the Ivan Cale band, and she enjoyed that as well.
Uh-huh.
She was about the same age doing that for that year that I was when I sat in with Dad for the 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Take us back to the heydays of the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. The guys used to practice at your house, and we've had you on the radio show before. But for the sake of listeners that are tuning in for the first time, tell us those stories of how you were supposed to go to bed and you just couldn't sleep.
Well, I liked the music, and I liked the musicians. They were a lot of fun. I could see they were having a good time, and I thought I wanted to be a part of that party too. So the guys would practice, and we got a big house at home, just a big square farmhouse, but there was a living room and dining room that, the guys could sit around, and everybody had their music and the whole bit. And I, of course, was probably, 3 at the time or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mom had to, get us off to bed because we were young, and of course, young kids need sleep. But I really didn't want to miss out on all the fun, so okay, I went upstairs and went to bed and the whole bit, and Mom was downstairs, and then I got out of bed and I got to the top of the steps so I could hear better, and I think I fell asleep, so I was busted.
Oh, that's a great story. So then they put you to bed, or did they bring you down and let you listen?
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure I got rerouted to bed.
Oh, okay. But on other occasions or earlier in the evening, you got to sit in between, you said, what, Jerry Cadillac and Skinny Thomas or those guys?
Yep, exactly. You know, Hillary Haig was there at the time. Dave Crails was the drummer.
Uh-huh.
Those are some of the guys that I remember. You know, there were a lot of musicians that had, you know, played
uh-huh.
at different times.
Yep.
But,
And I'm sure they were no different than us people nowadays. We always, you know, like kids and want to see them excel. And so I'm sure they welcomed you to sit in right next to them and tried to perform for you. And I'll bet that was just really neat.
Well, it was. I really say I enjoyed the music. I was interested in what they were doing. And it was just kind of fun and fascinating because that was before I learned an instrument. So I was kind of always thinking, gee, wonder if I could do that.
Now, pretty much all of those guys you mentioned are gone, huh? Other than Dave. Dave Crails is still...
Dave Crails, yep. Dave Crails is one of the original members that I remember who's still around. Some of the guys who sat in with the band that still played, well, Frank Milmer played a lot with the band, did a lot of arranging for the band. So
he's still there, yep.
Yep, exactly. Dave Retka would play
tuba
or drums, depending on what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're putting me on the spot here. I hadn't thought about this. I know Hillard Grock was the banjo player.
Okay.
And Hillard is still around. I don't know that Hillard plays a lot anymore, but I've seen him, in the recent past. And, just a lot of others, that had sit in a couple of jobs. I know Jens Jensen talked about playing with the band a couple of times. And I don't know. I'm guessing Myron Mühlbauer might have also.
Yeah. And those guys are, middle age, late 60s, 70s right now, so they'd have been very young when they were playing. When exactly did your dad, was that, 60s when he started the Earl Schmidt Orchestra?
Dad's first job under his name, under he and Jerry's band ownership, was Easter Sunday, April 17th of 1960.
Of 1960, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I got to go to that dance, even though I wasn't born until July. Mom had to take tickets, so I went to the dance with her.
Oh, my goodness. So it is no wonder that music was born into you. My goodness, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, there's stories about things that happen in the womb. And, kids that will talk about, and it's almost hard to believe. I mean, that's getting off into another tangent, another subject here, but I can just see where it was so born into you. And if your mom was part of it too yet, she's taking tickets and supporting the band in that way, that you had no direction but to go into music.
Yeah, absolutely loved it from the start.
That's great. Well, Nancy, if I can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then I'll come back to you and we'll continue the conversation, if that's all right.
All right.
All right. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. 'Twas less than 2 weeks before Christmas at the St. Joe Meat Market, and that's actually no joke. It is less than 2 weeks. Christmas just 2 weeks from today, and the holiday rush is on big time. Well, no worries. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you just when you were ready to start panicking. Employees are dashing around with orders at the St. Joe Meat Market like they are trying out to be one of Santa's elves. Meat and cheese trays come in the standard $20, $30, and $40 sizes. They're being made up daily. Extra trays are usually on hand, but called ahead orders are always much appreciated. The same goes for the meat department. The coolers are loaded to the hilt with smoked turkeys, mouth-watering hams, and sausages oh so juicy. However, in the retail business, you never quite know for sure who is all going to come through that front door and when. So best to call ahead to reserve yours for that special occasion. There is also pre-cut fresh frozen T-bone steaks for $10.99 per pound. Counter price these days is $14.99 per pound. New at the St. Joe Meat Market are 12-ounce containers of creamy style herring cutlets for $6.09 each. And these make great hors d'oeuvres for the holidays. So, as always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913. Thank you, and Merry Christmas from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Nancy, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here a few times before, you know how it works. We put up that nice piece, meat package, and we'll mail that out to your priority mail. Hope that you and your husband and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that been working out for you?
Oh, Cy, that's great. You know, we enjoy it. I like those little snack packs because they work real good for a nice quick lunch at work. I know my husband's favorite sausages, I think, are the St. Joe.
The Joe Towns?
Yep,
there you go. Yeah, I knew you liked the snack packs. And this time of the year, with all the cheese and meat trays that we're making, naturally, you get a lot of end pieces, and that's what makes up these snack packs. And so we'll make sure you get your share of those in there.
Thank you.
All righty. So, well, as we fast forward, and your calendar is full as you go into the next year, you have quite a few jobs lining up for the different places, different bands for you?
I'm surprised. Yeah, I've been talking with George Palma.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of dates coming up with him. And Chris Kelchin and the Riverbend Dutchman, he's given us a whole bunch of dates, too, for next year. I also do a lot of playing with Blake Klaustermeyer.
Oh, yeah.
Blake is a young fellow out of, now moved to Norwood Young America.
Mm-hmm.
And, so the schedule fills up real easily.
Yeah,
when you're working with, you know, kind of different groups.
And we didn't touch on this yet, but you do have a day job too yet, huh?
Yes, I do.
To fill out that schedule. Yeah, you just can't sit one day in a rocking chair or something. You just got to keep moving.
No,
yeah.
I've got things to do and people to talk to and things to take care of.
Yeah, where are you at for your weekday job?
I work for Carver County
in
the land management department, and I really enjoy it. So
oh, good.
I don't want to give that job up yet either.
Okay, good for you. And then, of course, Mom's still living. Is she doing okay?
Yeah, Mom is still at home. She lives a mile from our place, so I stop in and check on things. She's got a long driveway, so I bring the mail every night.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. So, very good.
Yeah.
And I forget now, you have siblings?
I have one brother. My brother is older than I am, and he lives in Forest Lake. He's a teacher.
Okay. Did he ever pick up music at all?
Oh, yeah.
He did?
Yep. In fact, he was a music teacher for a while.
Oh.
And now teaches special ed, but yeah.
So did he have the occasion to get in with the band at all?
Not with Dad's band as such, but he did play with Mark Riebel.
Mark was
out of the Le Sueur area, I want to say.
Okay.
Just for a little while, yeah, they had kind of a group. They were probably in their young 20s
when
that happened.
Yeah.
So.
You know, when you reminisce and think back, isn't it sad that things have kind of changed the way they have, though? Back in the days, you know, when we aren't ancient, but back in the days when we were in our teens and 20s, there was a band in every town, a dance hall in every town, wasn't there?
And that's what the people went to. People weren't running their kids to sporting events and spending their time on bleachers in gyms. They were going dancing.
Yeah, that's right. And I thought it was such a great, humble way to socialize and have a good time. I mean, you didn't have to spend an arm and a leg. You want to talk about spending money. You have a kid in hockey or even any of the sports. There's a big fee that you got to pay nowadays, I hear, huh?
That and you have to drive all over creation to go to the tournaments.
Yeah, that's right too. So
yeah, the dances were local. I have to laugh. There's one gentleman at church where I play in Lester Prairie, and he commented too. He said, "I just don't understand." He said, "Dancing was so much fun. The guys should know. You get to hold the girl in your arms and everything."
Yeah. That is true. And I'll tell you, speaking myself included, you didn't have that extra front porch on top of the belt there either. You know, you got natural exercise. Dancing was
yes,
really good exercise.
That is true.
You bet. And I would imagine through the years, you've done a little of that too, huh? You've gone to some dances where you weren't playing and you could just get out and do the Polish hop and waltz and everything.
Oh, gosh, before I started playing, when it was polka days in Gibbon, I couldn't wait. That was the most fabulous 5 days of my summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, Dad was on stage playing, and Mom was with the other band wives because they would come and gather there and, you know, enjoy the days.
Sure.
And I was dancing with everybody around.
Oh.
It was so much fun.
Yes, yes. Oh, those are great memories, you bet. Well, we're running short of time already, Nancy. Oh, gosh, it's been just great. I always look forward to when you're on because you're such a great resource. You go back in time, and yet you're still young. So just the perfect the perfect guest to have on. Have you got a good memory for us again now as you're playing these days and so on? Anything that's happening, good, bad, or otherwise along the way, you want to share with the listeners?
Well, I guess I kind of touched on it before, but in the things that I do, I play in, you know, different churches, various churches, so a lot of the thing, I meet a lot of people, and my job at the county also allows me to interact with quite a number of people in the county, and I also, just in my spare time, I have also started working with Sheila Wendinger from Wendinger Tours and Travel out of New Ulm.
Oh, yes.
And so I've done some escorting of tours there to help her. And so there, again, offers me the opportunity to meet a lot of people. And the thing that warms my heart or makes me smile is when people will share a memory of Dad or tell me that, oh, gee, your dad played for our wedding dance, or he played for our anniversary, or we were on a trip with your parents, or something like that. And so I guess that's what I'm enjoying now is the memories that people share or the things that they tell me, you know, happened, and knowing that they had a good time doing that.
Absolutely. You bet. And I just, you know, we didn't mention Jerry's name much, Jerry Schuff, but that them two wound up together. I mean, they complemented each other so well. And I don't know if I've shared this with you before on previous programs or not, but we were playing with the Ray Dronnell Band on a Sunday night one time, and this is almost 100 years ago. I mean, it's a long time ago. It was at Jerry's Supper Club in Richmond. And your dad and Earl and Jerry and the band had played at Jacob's Prairie for their summer festival. Mm-hmm. And here are these two guys come in that night, and they had a good time over there, and they used to draw a heck of a crowd at Jacob's Prairie. And then they weren't ready to go home yet, so then they heard that we were playing, and they came over there. And, you know, we were doing okay. We were entertaining the crowd really good. But Ray was good friends with Jerry, and so he offered Jerry to come up and play concertina with the band. So that was my one opportunity to drum for Jerry. And, of course, we had a trombone in the band, too. He was also the tuba player, so he offered his trombone to Earl. And, boy, I'll tell you, when those two kicked into gear, I mean, we found a second gear that we didn't know we had. The band really kicked off it. It was really fun. And,
I was going to say, and wasn't that fun? I can almost feel the fun welling up in me just thinking about that.
Oh.
Dad liked playing in that area. He played a lot in the St. Cloud, St. Henry, Richmond. You know, there's, I remember hearing those days, you know,
yep.
Dad, where are you playing tonight? And that was often the answer.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and you know, it just, it was unplanned. So things like, and I'm sure you do experience some of that in today's world yet too, where all of a sudden somebody shows up at the ballroom. And this did happen on occasion with us too. I'm thinking of another time when we were playing at Painesville and Norm Wilkie showed up and Ray offered him to play concertina. So I got to drum for Norm Wilkie too for about six or seven numbers. And my goodness, these guys, I mean, like Jerry Schuft and your dad and Norm Wilkie, they had polka music in their blood. I mean, it was just there. And so they were just as excited playing with a new band as we with new musicians. And so, oh my gosh, those are just great memories that I have. And I'm proud to say that I got to play with your dad and Jerry, if just for one occasion.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, Jerry was a very good concertina player.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
And his story is so neat too, where he actually was hurt and he needed to do therapy, and it turns out that the concertina was his therapy, and that's what healed his hands and got his coordination back and everything. And my goodness, what a good concertina player he turned out to be.
Yep, exactly. And I say that's the fun that I remember, is that the band members got along well, and it worked well for them. They had a real unique sound.
Oh, they did. And without getting into a deep subject here, but so when we did that last recording, we had the opportunity to play some of the libraries, and the Earl Schmidt Orchestra Library was one of them that Jerry Menar made available, also the Babe Wagner Library. We were also able to use the Elmer Scheid Library. Rick Kane brought a couple of libraries over there, the Swinging Landler Band, and Jerry Kale brought the Ivan Kale Library. So we had access to these. And I will, till the day I die, I'll never forget looking over at you at the rehearsal when we were playing some of the Earl Schmidt Library. I just thought for sure your feet weren't touching the ground. You looked like you were in heaven.
Well, I have to admit, Si, I was pretty much overwhelmed and overcome with a lot of emotions and just things from the past, you know, years, and just thought, wow, you know, if we could only have it back again. We don't, and we can't, but that was as close as we were going to get, is to hear those sounds again played by, you know, musicians who really wanted to do it in the way that they had heard it for years.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
And I learned something there. So that they said that the Earl Schmidt Library was a three-horn library, and like Elmerscheid and the Wagner Libraries, those were four-horn libraries. And were you aware of that too?
Yes, it was a lot of trumpet, trombone, saxophone.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of that combination anymore, and I say that had a unique sound.
It did. And even though we weren't the band, I just felt like as I'm listening, I have listened to the Earl Schmidt recordings and Jerry Schuft recordings so much, and all of a sudden I felt like, wow, this is them playing, you know, and it was us musicians playing it, but boy, it sure sounded like them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That says I had the opportunity just a little before that also when they did the Schmidt Schuft reunion band for the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame fundraiser a couple of years ago.
That's right. That's
and I
right.
had gone to the practice with the guys. And I have to tell you, when they played the Country Boy Polka, I was overcome to the point of tears.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, that tune just brought back so many memories.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I can see that. Well, neat.
Yep.
Well, our time definitely has run out. I need to save a little time to play some music by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Going to do that. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. Sure appreciate it. And we look forward to this. Well, we shouldn't, but we do look forward to this time of the year. I didn't hear what you had said. Did you say your dad's death anniversary when it was?
Yes, it is today. It was 14 years ago today that Dad passed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I say I miss him every day. I think about him a lot. But he gave me so much to be so thankful for that I just have to smile and be happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he'd want it that way, you bet.
Oh, of course.
You bet.
Of course.
Well, with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great afternoon there over at the Playmore with Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman. And Nancy, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. Have a great day.
That sounds good, Si. Thank you, and thanks to all your listeners.
All righty. And there she goes. That's Nancy Buckentine, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra in just moments. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is out of town. Checks with our theme, wrapping up our latest edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here. And again, Nancy Buckentine, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play, the daughter of Earl Schmidt. And oh my goodness, what a great guest she is. Yes, lived with her dad and mom there, so she knows the whole history of the band and just a wealth of information there. Right now, we're going to swing into the old-time music of the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Here's one of their old-time standards, one called the Schmaltz Polka. Vintage Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft, you bet. Great tune, the Schmaltz Polka. Right now it's Landler time with one called the Premium Landler.
Thank you.
The Earl Schmidt Orchestra with the Premium Landler. Good stuff for you. Right now, Nancy had mentioned, probably off the air, but or I think she did mention it on the air, of the reunion band they had a couple of years back of the Earl Schmidt, Jerry Schiff orchestras, and she mentioned the Country Boy Polka. Here it is for you. Earl Schmidt and the orchestra, the Country Boy Polka. Schmidt Orchestra, yes, one called the Country Boy Polka. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 33 degrees here in central Minnesota, as we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie Bonfig, Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie recently back from the week in Nashville and texted me and said it was a great music-filled week. People might also want to know that they are already taking reservations for the Thanksgiving weekend, a Nashville holiday celebration, which happens in 2023. Jeannie and the gang will be spending 3 nights at the Opryland Hotel, and it also includes a Grand Ole Opry guided backstage tour and a Grand Ole Opry live performance. Reserve your seats on the coach now and pay later. Jeannie B's Tours is very busy planning many adventures for 2023. Maybe you want to see the Medora Musical. Maybe you want to see Yellowstone National Park, Grand Teton National Park, or Glacier on the Canadian Rockies trip, Banff, Lake Louise, and the Glacier Tour in July. Maybe it's Alaska, Call of the Wild. They have seats available at this time. It will fill soon, so you do not want to wait if you want to see Alaska with Jeannie B's. This is a land-only tour, glaciers, wildlife, dome-trained tour, fly to Anchorage, be greeted by your experienced guide on a deluxe motor coach for a week of unbelievable natural beauty. Call Jeannie B's today at 320-345-1581 for more details. The New England Rails and Trails Fall Colors Tour is happening October 4th of 2023. Secure your seats now on this awesome fall experience. On April 10th, Jeannie is taking the fifth group to the Spring Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum Adventure. This six-day outing is jam-packed, full of interesting sightseeing. Gather your group and call 320-345-1581 today and visit with Jeannie B. Remember, seeing is believing. What will you see in 2023? And yes, I can just tell you that that was the trip we were on this year with Jeannie B's, the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum. It was awesome. We did a winery tour and so much more that wasn't mentioned up front, but it just filled out the trip. So much fun. We had a great bunch of people on that trip. And yeah, you will have fun when you travel with Jeannie B's. So make that call, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, they want to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and look forward to seeing you in 2023 as they bring us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. Time for just a couple more selections here by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Here's another great polka tune, one called the Jet Polka. Great number there by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Jerry Schuft on the concertina, one called the Jet Polka. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's the Dorf Music Waltz.
Thank you.
The Earl Schmidt Orchestra with the Dorf Music Waltz. 24 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 33 our current temperature. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that. Here's a great old waltz tune by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Very near and dear to hearts of many musicians. It's one called Where Are Those Days of Youth? The Earl Schmidt Orchestra, Where Are Those Days of Youth? Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're at 19 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock and temperature reading at 33 degrees here in central Minnesota.